Bradford.
What are you doing?
Well, how are you?
What are you doing staying out so late at night? You young people ought to get to bed.
I agree with you 100%, but I don't have any control over it, you know. They just push me around like I was a 10-pin.
I thought you were the boss of all your domain.
Well, I try to be, but you know it doesn't work very well.
Well, I'm pretty strong for you.
I know you are. You couldn't be any stronger and make me any happier.
I'm a Truman man.
I appreciate it.
I called you up because I wanted very much, if you feel like it, and if you think you can, and if it doesn't tire you out, I wanted very much for you to come to the inauguration and hope that you and Ms. Truman and Margaret and...
You want me to tell you something?
Margaret and her children and anybody else that you want to bring, any of your kin folks, and just take over the Blair House, and I'll put everybody in the government at your disposal, and...
I'll be there.
And, well, you just...
You don't have to do that to get me there, because I was coming anyhow. Now, what do you think of that?
Well, I know I don't want to impose on you, but you got so many friends and so many people...
Whenever you consider that you are imposing on me, you talk to me and you find out you're not.
Well, everybody loves you, and you tell Ms. Truman that Lady Bird and I called last night, and we want to talk to both of you, but...
I was in Kansas City making a speech.
We missed you, so, you got a big house. You know more about it than anybody, because you lived in it, and...
That's right.
And I'm going to turn it over to you and Ms. Truman, and you all invite anybody you want to, ask Margaret and the kids, any of them that can come, and... You just have anybody, and we'll have whatever cars and whatever servants and whatever else you need to make you comfortable and happy. And you come to what you want to, we'll have everything for you. And what you don't want to, you just tell them go to hell and go to bed.
Listen here, Mr. President. If you keep this up, you're going to spoil me entirely.
Well, I want to. You're entitled to be spoiled. You've done enough for your country that you're entitled to be spoiled.
I'll be there.
Tell Ms. Truman we're looking forward to seeing you.
I'll tell her. I'll call her right now and tell her.
I'll sit down and talk to you about some things I need to talk to you about when you get here. And you just let us know and the plane will pick you up.
Anytime I can be of service, you know you can call on me.
You just let us know and the plane will pick you up anytime you want to.
All right, I'll do that.
Okay. Bye.